This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Ultimately, you know, I look at, you know, my season, and it kind of goes into play with how our season went. You know, I feel like, you know, I had good plays, I had definitely more bad plays this year than normal. That was to my standard, but that's just kind of how the season went.
No, it's the emotion, Jameson. Like, that's, we did all that, man, to come up short, bro, you know? Devastating. Furious. All type of, I don't know. I'm everywhere with it right now.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him. I'll just kind of keep it to us, but it was a good conversation, and we've been together all season. We've been through a lot, and it reflected that.
Second, I made contact with my foot. Felt it lower, kind of, you know, we talk about hitting on the fourth lace of the shoe, felt it a little lower down the foot and hit it thin.
Tyler Loop, hot topic guy here on this Monday, rookie kicker out of Arizona, first kicker drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, replacing Justin Tucker, who we're going to get to here in a second, talking about the missed hit. Fourth lace of the shoe. Now, if he could count the laces of the ball before he kicks it, this guy needs to get into a higher calling than kicking a football through the uprights. But he knew it was off from the jump. And Nolan, I'm usually wrong. We'll get to our picks later in the show to wrap up the regular season, which will prove that very fact. I'm pretty sure I said a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Ravens and how the season's going to end. What's the most Ravens-like way for it to end? And I'm like, well, they'll win in Green Bay. Pittsburgh will lose to Cleveland. Then they'll go to Pittsburgh for a chance to win the division. And Tyler Loop's going to miss the game-winning field goal. I'm pretty sure I said that on some sort of audio tape or now video. I wasn't hoping for that to happen by any stretch of the imagination. But when Boswell missed the extra point after Woozier fell down and Austin scores with 55 seconds left, said to my daughter, man, this is coming out way too clear for what I was half jokingly saying on the air. And then he lines up. And I was checking out social media, Facebook. I can't get into 5 bazillion different realms of that. Well, why did they take a knee? Why did they put it in the middle of the hat? I mean, it was perfect scenario for this guy. He had missed a kick from inside 50 yards all season long, 29 of 29. He missed a couple extra points. He was 8 for 8, 40-49. And he was drilling his extra points after the touchdowns. He shanked it. It's as simple as that. And Justin Tucker, before we get to the, he's just a rookie. How do you put the game and your season in his hands? You know, Justin Tucker's rookie year, he was 91% kicking field goals. He was 4 for 4. Let me just double check that. From beyond 50. 30 of 33. He kicked a game-winning field goal to beat New England on a Monday night. Week 4, whatever it was. And the Mile High Miracle, which we remember Jacoby Jones and Joe Flacco. And that'll be a famous play. One of the great plays in Baltimore football history. Colts, Ravens combined. He kicked a game-winning field goal in overtime after the Ravens had forced the turnover. So I don't want to hear he's just a rookie crap. I'm not buying it. Choked. Now, should it have come down to that? Then that's the layers, Nolan, that we're going to get into throughout the course of the next, when's training camp start? Next 6 months. But circumstances of the game. It's like when a referee blows the call. Led you to this particular point. Despite everything that happened over the previous 59 minutes and 58 seconds, you were in a position to win the game, and he missed the field goal. Sucks for him, and until he makes a game-winning field goal, preferably in the postseason, he's going to have to keep answering this question. And we were saying it when Vinny was here. Vinny's on vacation, of course. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Mike Pope, other side of the glass. He hasn't kicked a game. He hasn't been in a position yet to either win or lose a game. And he was finally in one. Tough situation at that. And he did not rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, where, you know, everyone's going to immediately say, well, yeah, of course, you know, you had that feeling like he was going to miss when he walked out on the field. But I'm being 100% honest with you. When they lined up for that kick, I didn't care if it was 44 yards, 30 yards, whatever. I felt uneasy. And it hit me, and shame on me for it not coming to the forefront of my mind until I'm in the moment there. But I'm like, oh my God, this is where we took the Justin Tucker thing for granted. Where he goes out there, and he missed. There's moments where he missed big kicks in his career. The extra point against the Saints. There's been missed, right. So it wasn't 100%, but you felt about as good as you could possibly feel in a kicker anytime Justin Tucker went out there for a winner, and a winner from distance at that. So to me, when I look at Loop, this isn't, I mean, it's about the miss at the end, of course, but what about earlier in the game? Ravens went for it on a 4th and short, like 4th and 3, instead of kicking a 57-yard field goal. Now, that's a long field goal. That'd be a long field goal for anybody, but I look around the league right now and there's a lot of kickers out there that it's no hesitation. Now, 57 yards early in the game? Yeah, we're sending our kicker out there. No doubt about it.
Boswell did it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Aubrey in Dallas. There's this new breed of kickers right now that was even starting to surpass Justin Tucker in his last couple years. Not that Tucker was losing drastically an edge until this past year, but the distance conversation. You know, with Tucker, that was starting to become a thing. Like, oh, well, you know, he's still got the accuracy, but as he gets a little bit older, he's going to lose some of the leg. And how's that going to affect him in the modern NFL, where teams should be expecting their kickers to make from exceedingly longer distances and distances? I look at Tyler Loop this year, nothing from 50-plus. You know, early game situation, they're not even thinking about sending him out there for a field goal. He wasn't tested all year long. I mean, that stuff has to matter at a certain point. So when he walked out there on that field, I don't think he's going to make this thing. And it was such this foreign feeling to me that it didn't become real until we're sitting there watching it.
Until sales, right. And not to make this all about Tyler Loop lost us the game, contributed to the cause, because let's not forget, after the first touchdown is 8 Flowers, kicks the ball out of bounds, and they get a ball on the 40-yard line. And that has been a season-long problem for him. So he's got some splaining to do. Billy Cundiff, the most infamous miss in Ravens history, he lost his job to Justin Tucker the next year. I personally, again, I'm usually wrong, I don't see them cutting a draft pick who converted 90% of his field goals because of a miss. But I would not just say, it's your job, we got your back, because the dynamic of this team's going to change dramatically. And who knows, Nolan, they win the game and then Houston houses them next Monday night in the divisional round, and we're just delaying these conversations for another week. But for Tyler Loop, replacing a legend, and Tucker's rookie season shows you he was just built different, and that's why he's considered one of the greatest kickers in the history of the NFL, but he's not here anymore. You were brought in to be him, a facsimile of it. So I'm not buying he's just a rookie for the reason he missed that kick. If you're, well, I'm just a rookie, coach. Well, we'll go to the other guy, the veteran dude. No, it's your job. Go out there and hammer it home. The offense did enough, especially in the fourth quarter. We'll get into all of that because we got a lot to get to. But do I absolve Tyler Loop from blame? No. It's one job and he missed it. And to your point, they've been slow playing these situations all. He only attempted four kicks from beyond 50 and missed three of them.
Right. So at this, I feel terrible for him on a human level.
No doubt.
I don't think anyone would disagree with that. And it goes without saying, all the social media stuff. I mean, just give it a rest, right? I mean, this is going to play itself out. We don't need whack job fans piling on. I mean, the guy already feels terrible enough. But I think they would be justified if they wanted to just cut bait and find a new kicker. I think they'd be completely justified in doing that because it's not just about the miss at the end of the game yesterday. I think it goes back to that trust factor of not attempting anything close to this throughout an entire season. Rookie or not, that just doesn't happen. You know, sure, he made 90%, but we heard it in the Packers game, Noah Eagle talking about it, his average made field goal distance, the lowest of any kicker in the league this year. That has to matter. Routinely kicking it out of bounds on kickoffs, the new kickoffs, even more importance placed on the shoulders of the modern kicker. If he can't handle that aspect of it, you got to consider moving on. So I think it's a given that someone's here for a camp competition. And I'm honestly in the camp of I'd fully support moving on. But if he earns his job back, then he earns his job back.
He's got to earn trust and his job, no doubt about it, draft status aside. So that's Tyler Loop, and I'm sure a lot of you want to get into it. There's so much to talk about as the Ravens season ended. First time since 21, they don't make the playoffs. First losing record since, 2015, I believe it is. I mean, this is only the third losing record in John Harbaugh's tenure as Ravens head coach. That brings us to the next point. We got to take a break because we got a lot of people want to get in. Should his tenure be coming to an end? And you were like, no pun intended, cundiffing him after the season if they didn't make the playoffs, but they didn't. And not only that, they finished with a losing record. And Las Vegas had them. I think it was them and Philly were the two highest favorites odds-wise to win the Super Bowl, and they didn't make the playoffs.
My opinion hasn't changed, and I'd imagine the opinions of the audience hasn't changed either.
Well, looking at the tone, probably not. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Ravens season's over. Quite frankly, rightfully so. If they deserve to be in the playoffs, they'd be in the freaking playoffs. They're like the Orioles. We knew they sucked. We tried to, like, we didn't want it to be reality. Then it became reality. It's not like the Orioles lost a wild card game, though. They were toast by the end of August. Ravens, though, they Corleoned us. Just when you thought they were out, they drug you back in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Raheem Morris was fired yesterday or last night by Atlanta, even though the Falcons technically tied for first in the NFC South, which goes to Carolina. That's a crazy scenario because of the NFL rules and tiebreakers and whatnot. But John Harbaugh still employed for now. Should he be? I guess that's the question that a lot of people want to start answering here.
So, I mean, I feel like I'm on repeat, but I, like I said before the break, I mean, my opinion for me hasn't changed. You know, nothing about the outcome of yesterday's game really changes any of the feelings I had about Harbaugh. And I think the biggest overall point I can make is that, like, third losing season under his tenure just feels like the organization's at a crossroads as it is. This just feels like your opportunity to start a new era, you know, and if I'm Steve Bisciotti, even if I'm loyal to John Harbaugh and I appreciate him, and even if I might lean towards, I think I want to keep this guy, I mean, when else am I going to get this kind of clean opportunity to start new?
And it is a clean opportunity for sure, and there's a lot of people that need to be held accountable for the disappointing season that it turned out to be. And we'll get into all of that and more because, you know, the off season's here. Let's go to Ron in Owings Mills. Ron, thanks for holding. How are you feeling on this Monday? Oh, by the way, Happy New Year, even though it's January 5th already.
Yeah, I love you guys. Yeah, this is just pain. I mean, you guys help me. Just because how many of these have... It's so frustrating, Bob and Nolan, but... yeah, happy New Year. I mean, they choked. I mean, I don't understand. Defensively, you can't finish the game. You're so undisciplined. Every big game we have, You get 9 penalties for 78 yards. And it's always the undisciplined stuff. It's always the lack of attention to detail, focus to finish the games. They don't finish. But he has to make the 44-yard field goal. I get that. He does, Bob and Nolan. I am not excusing it. However, one thing I do want to say, he is the most to blame. You have to make that kick. But one thing I do want to say is I did not like kneeling, taking a 2-yard loss to center that ball. He should still have made it. You could have ran one more play with Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry fumbles and you run one more play to make it an easier kick for your rookie, yes, I would blame Derrick Henry. But you know what, Bob and Nolan? I'd rather blame Derrick Henry and get 5 more yards. He was probably going to shank it regardless, but there is something to be said for if you make it an easier, if you make it a shorter kick, maybe mentally he doesn't shank it. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying I think they could have ran one more play. I think it's a tough stadium to kick. I will say that. He should have made it. You got to make a 44-yard field goal. I'm not excusing that. All I'm saying is that if you give it to Derrick Henry one more time, he's going to get you 3 to 4 yards. If he fumbles, I'll blame him, Bob. But he would get you a little bit closer, make it easier for the rookie, not harder. I'm just very frustrated. We all know we have to move on from John. Some people disagree. We have to move on from John. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Ron. And let's be honest, too. That if Henry would have fumbled, he's not blaming Derrick Henry. He's blaming John Harbaugh for running the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Why in the hell are you running the ball? The situation set itself up perfectly. They just didn't execute. But isn't that kind of the Ravens team film 2025? They always had the title Destined for Greatness, next year's hours, and be like, didn't execute.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, we heard Marlon Humphrey in the opening of the show. My play this year was a microcosm of the team. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Roquan even kind of took some veiled shots at people not maybe doing their jobs and concentrating enough, whatever the case may be. But bottom line is, when they needed to execute, they didn't get it done. The Ronnie Stanley penalty, which made, instead of a first down pass to Andrews, became 2nd and 7, which became 3rd and 7, which became 4th and 7, then likely makes his biggest play of the year. I actually thought they were going to win it when he did that. I was like, nah, we're golden.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, I agree with you 100% on the decision to, all right, run one more play. Take the knee, set it up and center it, whatever. I support Harbaugh's decision there. I mean, in a high-intensity game like this, and you mentioned Henry fumbling, we've seen that. That's a very real possibility this year. Look, as crazy of a game as that was, if I'm Harbaugh in that moment, not even a second thought. Kneel it, take the timeout, let's get out of here. Why invite any extra chaos in a game that's already been full of chaos, in a season that's already been full of variables and late game chokes and everything. In reality, the entire Ravens sideline should have been celebrating the second Keaton Mitchell busted the kick return as long as he did.
Sure.
They should have been celebrating like I was on my couch at home saying, we did it. We did it. We got enough of a push there. Now we just need, what, 20 more yards, 25 yards, field goal range. We're going to steal this win and get out of here. Make fun of Boswell all week long. No, there's no other way to frame this. It's on loop 100% in the moment there.
Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Quick draw. Quick on the draw. I love that. Happy New Year to you guys.
Same to you, man.
Bob, you already know how I feel about John. So we're not going to go there with this. I already got the giant boxes already packed. I'm ready to go down to the castle in the next couple hours and help that man free of charge move all his possessions up out of here. You know, hell, I'll even take him to the airport free of charge, no charge. Just get him out of here as fast as we can. So far as dude missing the kick, I had 2 timeouts. I agree with the last caller, man. You know, we could have, I don't mind getting a little closer, you know, running the ball. You got timeouts, but that's what strategic things are there for because this dude just missed a kickoff that put them on the 40. Then he misses a 50. I mean, come on, man. I understand he's a rookie, and you're like, you know, Lamar did all he could. Bob, I've been harping on this for years now with Lamar, how this organization just, keeps wasting this guy's talent, man. This is pathetic. And Eric DaCosta, if you're listening, dude, you're not off the hook either because your picks stink, dude. You suck when it comes to the draft, and you better do better. You know, I watched Filele out there standing around not knowing who to block. That's embarrassing. But I digress.
Yeah, then he got called for a holding. Brian, thanks for the call. On a play where he almost got knocked out of the game.
Right.
Yeah. Where he got hit in the back. Again, we've got a lot to get into. The lack of pass rush. There's where DaCosta needs to really be held to the fire. An offensive line that can't pass block. I'm sure Lamar's going to get roasted by a lot of people out here. And he was brilliant in the first drive. The offense went bye-bye for two quarters. Barely had the ball in the third, but in the fourth quarter, put him up twice from behind. 55 seconds left after your choking-ass defense gave up another play, put you in a position to win the game. There are only a handful of teams, and I've made it known that I'm pro Lamar. I don't think he's above criticism. There's a lot of the fan base thing. That way you can't blame him for anything. But there's only a handful of teams, Nolan, that have franchise quarterbacks. The Ravens are one of them.
Right.
Come on, man.
And
really?
To set up, and we'll get into this throughout the show, but this kind of popped into my mind. You know, some of the other heartbreaking losses that have killed Ravens seasons in the Lamar era, and you look at what led to that. And Lamar was a part of it, right? Whether it's the divisional round last year where he'd had a pretty poor first half. A
couple of turnovers.
But did enough late. All right, I know yesterday wasn't a complete game. The pick bobbled around, tipped around. He'd say it should have been knocked down, should have been caught, whatever. Point is, I felt like yesterday was the first time that he showed kind of like that Josh Allen end of season script where he leads two go-ahead drives in the fourth quarter, should have been three, did enough for the third to set up the game-winning field goal, and it's still not enough. I feel like compared to some of the other playoff exits, Lamar played a bigger role in those in the past. Whereas yesterday, it was like, man, what else do I have to do?
Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, thanks for holding. It's a season-ending Monday. How you feeling, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope? What's up?
Oh, I'm running hot, Bob. Yeah, what else? You know, this is the old saying, death, taxes, and Ravens choking in big games. that seems, I mean, it's, when I was watching the game, first of all, when Luke kicked the ball out of bounds, and I'm like, great way to kill momentum. You know, there they are starting at the 40. But we've seen this many, many times. But the problem that I'll get to the kick in a minute. But the problem I have is with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left, this team, that Steelers had no timeouts. You make a stop just what to get the fourth down. And you win the freaking game. You just kneel. But then Uziway, whatever his name, he falls down. Where is the safety over the top on that play? You know you got to keep him out of the end zone. Your blitzes are never get home. If you're going to blitz, how do you drop back 47 times and only have one basic sack? That was a covered sack because Rodgers was running around in a circle. But they never get the big – it's been going on like this for – a couple of years now. They never make the big play when it's needed. Never. And when Luke missed that, I mean, when Luke was lining up, I was like, are we going to let the Steelers off the hook again? That's all I was thinking. I'm like, Boswell missed it. You made the stop on the fourth down play, and then boom. I knew it, Bob. I knew he was, for some reason, it's almost like maybe we should have moved it more to the left. Maybe we set him up in the wrong spot. No. But it was watching them, and it's and I'm going to say this, and I hate to say this to all of us. Steelers are playing on Monday night, right, at home. They have a great record on Monday night at home. And the Texans are offensively challenged a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised. And I have the fear that the Steelers will beat the Texans on Monday night. I have no doubt. I don't know how you all feel about that.
All right, Rob. Thanks for the call. Hey, look, Houston has one of the best defenses in the NFL. And this is a Pittsburgh offense that scored zero touchdowns against Cleveland just last Sunday in Cleveland. That being said, as he just brought up, and then we'll take a break, more phone calls, 410-583-1057 is the number, getting one in here. The inability to get off the field with a big play, and Gilman, I think, was the safety that, you know, was he was in the middle of the end zone when Wouzier fell down, and Austin was wide open because Kyle Hamilton got KO'd by his own teammate, was knocked out of the game. But just in totality, I mean, I saw Draymond Jones just futile attempts to get to the quarterback. And just, come on, man. And even Collinsworth, like, when they played on, what, the week of Thanksgiving or the week after, whatever it was, said when they blitzed Rodgers in Baltimore, he diced them up. Mm-hmm. So, I guess Zach Orr, defensive brain trust, was afraid to go that route.
I mean, when they did dial up some blitzes, I mean, you saw the result. It didn't do anything. No. And it got to a point, I think Collinsworth even said it, you know, like you just mentioned. I mean, Rodgers is almost begging them to blitz. Like, if we're not going to get home anyway, might as well just drop everyone you possibly can back into coverage and hope for a mistake or a tip ball and maybe someone comes down with it. But yeah, I mean, there was a couple times I saw Roquan get sent up the middle and it looks like he's got an initial good push where he runs into the O-line with a ball of fire and it just immediately gets snuffed out. They had nothing. They sent some guys from the secondary on some blitzes. Didn't do anything. It was completely hopeless.
Edgar Allen. Anybody to get to Ben Roethlisberger. Rodgers looked like Ben Roethlisberger a couple of times with his old ass running around trying to be nimble out of the pocket. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Buzz Williams, Maryland Hoops coach, joins us 11 o'clock. Struggle City down in College Park for sure as they lose to Oregon on Friday. Back to your phone calls. We'll get to the whip around. Back to your phone calls. Then back to your phone calls. So get in here at 410-583-1057. Raven season is over. We're thinking rationally, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Todd Aloot didn't have to kick a game-winning field goal. Justin Tucker did it many times. I guess Lamar was maybe trying to dance around that one a little bit. I don't know. I can't think for him. But the bottom line is the Ravens lose. Season ends. 44-yard field goal wide right. Lamar brilliant in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Let's be honest. Didn't like the outcome of the game as Ravens fans, but no. That fourth quarter was damn exciting. That, you know, kind of justifies NBC flexing that thing or in the NFL to a Sunday night game.
Yeah, even when the Ravens were up early, score the touchdown. You know, I was texting some friends and family like, this just feels like an instant classic is brewing here. Because you knew the Steelers were going to punch back at some point. But even then, I couldn't have pictured that the fourth was going to unfold the way it did.
Yeah. Unfortunately, did not end well for the Ravens. Bob, Andy, Dolan, McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation. Let's get out to the phones. People want to vent. Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. It's a season-ending Monday, unfortunately.
Hey, and I'm all right with it because, for one, we talked about this team being flawed from training camp. We talked about this team being flawed a year ago, 2 years ago. So right now, we're just seeing the, what is it, what do you call it? We're just seeing the outcome of its flawedness. And it was a big drop because, like, I heard somebody use that Don Corleone. When we thought we were out, they pulled us back in. We were 1-5, season over. I picked them to go 7-10. So I was close. But what I'm saying is, man, everything that went on with this team, it represents who's running it, who's coaching it, and who's calling the plays, who's hiring who. That's how I see us losing. Now, J-Lock, he said it early in the beginning of this season, this kid hasn't have to kick a winning field goal. And will it come in the playoffs? And yesterday was a playoff game. It was a play-in game. And it choked. And he's been doing this all year, kicking the ball out of bounds. I mean, yeah. We've been questioning him all season, too. So, it's all about who coaches, who hires the coaches, and who picks the players to play on the team. That's where I see we need a change. And I'm just happy that Lamar showed y'all, when I need to be my best, I'm at my best. But the flawed defense, like one of your callers said, could not get a stop. And we know who put it together. I mean, we got injuries and everything else, right? But all I'm saying is, man, it's a bigger thing than just the players. It's all about this administration. You know what I mean? So what you think, Bob?
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. And what do you say, our flawedness? And they were a lot of flawedness for sure. And Luke, even after the second touchdown to Zay Flowers, and by the way, I mean, you don't think their defensive coordinator is loving life that, you know, Luke missed that because, what the hell were you doing yesterday? And Boswell, et cetera, et cetera. But because they don't trust him to kick it into the zone, he just booted it out of bounds and they still get the ball on the 35-yard line. And that's advantageous field position. However, they had a couple of big third down conversions in the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh did that obviously helped lead them to victory.
Yeah, I mean, the Hamilton concussion, you know, in the moment, that just felt like, this might be it. You know, if he's not there, that there's no way they're going to get a stop here. It's just a matter of, all right, can we hold the ball last? And they did. They did. So everyone, all right, you know, Awuzie slipping and falling down is actually blessing in disguise. You know, if that's a completed pass, even down inside the 10, how much more clock do they milk after that? They didn't have any timeouts, so they would have taken it down as far as they needed it to. And do the Ravens even have a shot then to get into field goal range? Sort of like the first half when they got them on that the fourth down stop on the goal line, and they had the penalty on Hamilton.
Yeah.
And watching that in the moment, I was like, well, you know, it's a 3-point swing because if that's an incompletion there, it's 4th and 10. They just send Boswell out to kick the field goal. Probably automatic. He makes it. But because of that penalty, I'm like, now they have to go for it because they're down on the, you know, they're that close to the end zone. You're going to force them to go for it. I was like, that's actually might be a blessing in disguise if you get a stop. And then it helps that they ran a stupid play call, but you still got the stop.
Yeah, Gilman made the play with help from Van Noy and others. But we are where we are with the Ravens outside looking in, cleaning out lockers today. There will be open locker room coming up at 2 o'clock. Let's get back to the phones. Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, how are you?
What's good, Bob and Nolan? Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, Kevin. What's going on?
Just kind of a run back from our conversation last week, Bob. You know, I think just a couple things real quick. I think ultimately the defense has been really rocky for two seasons. I don't think that helped us. I think the offense overcame a lot of adversity because of that. And, you know, at the end of the day, John Harbaugh had this team in the right spot to win that game last night. For the 25, 30 years I've watched NFL football, I've watched a gazillion times where they put the ball right where it was last night, the man go in there and kick the foot field goal, and we win the game. You can't change the model of that. It went down perfectly, in my opinion. Lamar absolutely answered the bell. I expected him to. It just was a player let down again, man. I think I'd clean the defense out, Bob and Nolan. I'm keeping Harbaugh, though, man. That's my choice. But we're going to have to let the bleeding out. So we keep it moving, and let's get the bleeding out and see what happens, right?
Yep, no doubt.
Just bleed it out.
Yep, Kevin, thanks for the call. Look, we're 2 years removed from the Ravens being the number one seed in the AFC to not making the playoffs. You know, changes are coming. What those changes will be remains to be seen. We've already seen Raheem Morris. He's out in Atlanta. Stefanski, same thing in Cleveland. But you got volatile owners in both. Arthur Blank's fired 6 coaches since he took over in 2002, including guys that have taken him to the playoffs and Super Bowls and the Haslams. I mean, who knows what the hell's going on with that one. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. That Buzz Williams is going to be joining us. Turtles right now having a hard time in the Big Ten. Still not healthy, but running out of excuses. That back to your phone calls in the 11 o'clock hour. Ravens season came to an end last night, but it's almost like it's kind of a relief because didn't we expect this would be the end anyway? Coming up in a matter of minutes. Stick around for that. And your phone calls certainly going to be part of our equation. Bob Eddy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Go to Julian in Lutherville. Julian, what's going on?
Good morning. My main question is, do you think that somebody like Travis Kelce could play for John Harbaugh? I don't think so, because he got rid of all the dogs on this team, and we don't have nobody on this team that can even come close to that. And that's my frustration. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Julian. I mean, dog in what regard? I think Roquan Smith could play for any Ravens defense that's ever been put together. Same with Kyle Hamilton. And Marlon Humphrey has been a part of some really good Ravens defenses. I mean, everybody tries to compare to Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs. Talking about Hall of Fame level players. And by the way, Roquan Smith is putting up a Hall of Fame level resume himself. I just think that they're flawed in one area. They can't get to the quarterback. If they had Elvis Dumervil level guy rushing the passer, or Kyle Van Noy from last year. I mean, we might have a different conversation. Or Justin Matabike was doing his thing. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, the culture conversation, I think, is important when it comes to the Harbaugh thing, like the decision to move on from him or not. Because to me, it's hard to say, well, you know, you don't have the right guys. You know, I mean, I feel like they had what they needed. They're just situationally not getting over the hump, right? And when it keeps happening and keeps happening, at a certain point, you throw your hands up and say, well, we've probably tried as much as we can with this regime and we want to start over. At least that's what I would think. But the only thing I can maybe say where there's a crack in the foundation in terms of culture, again, is it the biggest thing in the grand scheme of things? But Zay Flowers leaving before locker room availability yesterday.
Yeah.
Multiple times he's done that. He's not the only player to do that. You know, Mark Andrews did it after the playoff game last year. I mean, Tyler Loop faced the music, you know, and that game was on his shoulders. And he stood there in front of the media and answered every question and didn't give short answers. He owned up to all of it, you know. And you got a guy like Zay Flowers who played a good game, actually played a great game, all things considered, and runs from the media. So I don't know if that's an individual thing. I don't know if that would attribute that to Harbaugh and a culture thing. But I think overall, there's just a sense that this year felt different, even from the early stage of the season. The way that the players spoke, the way that Harbaugh spoke, it always felt different this year.
We'll come back. Buzz Williams, shift gears, talk Maryland hoops with him. Men lose on Friday night at home to Oregon. Terps right now 0-3 in the Big Ten. And so Buzz will try to figure things out with his club. Back to your phone calls at 11:15 at 410-583-1057. We'll get the whip around later on in the 11 o'clock hour as things happened in the world of sports last night. How about them college football playoffs getting all zany? Alabama, bye-bye. Georgia, see ya. Among others, we'll get into that and more. Bob Hayden, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, Vinny's on vacation here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.